This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mondays. I really honestly do. That's not a, sure you do. I love Mondays because it's a new chance to sort of, you know, rub the hands together and say, okay, what do we have to accomplish today? And certainly today and all week, a lot going on, a lot happening. So we'll get right to it and welcome your calls, your questions, your comments. I said a couple of times over the last few weeks, I sense from many in the farm and ranch community that this drought is coming at a time that is really tough after a few tough years. And when you've been just sort of feel like you're in a corner swinging away another blow comes, it's tough. So we want to make sure we're doing everything we can here to be your voice. And today is an example where we're going to do that, I hope, in a meaningful way, as we'll have a special drought edition of a talk radio town hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer has asked a top official from the USDA to join us today on the program, top official handling conservation issues. So someone that was explained to me, hey, that's the person that makes the decision. So throw them the right idea, and, you'll have some quick action. So I like that because I think, as I've said all along, there's two things we have to do. People have to understand the problem, myself included and other members of the media, so we can properly report on this. And also, obviously, members of Congress who I believe do have a sense that this is a big concern. You can tell that in talking to them. As we have, again, I can't thank Congressman Cramer, Senator Hoban on Friday as well, led with some of the drought issues, but took a whole hour of calls on the health care reform. People aren't calling about Russia other than to say, enough already. I don't know why I did this, but I thought today, I'm going to watch the opening of the Today Show. I want to just see what they, what are they, and I don't know who watches the Today Show. I guess you just sort of, want to pick up a little something here or there. You're not going to the Today Show for serious news. I mean, they present themselves as serious news, but it's right up there with MSNBC and CNN and all the rest. And sure enough, I mean, the whole thing is Donald Trump Jr. met with this Russian. Donald Trump tweeted this. It isn't what people care about. And what people care about is health care reform. They did manage to get to that, 45 minutes in to the program today. But, of course, the whole thing was about no chance Republicans are going to pass anything. You know what I think would be a fun little exercise? I would love to take, for instance, Obamacare being debated under President Obama and go through the TikTok of that using the Today Show or Good Morning America or whoever, and then compare it to how they do this. Their bias would be so glaring it'd be unbelievable. All of this is a long way of saying, folks, it's noise. You got to ignore that. You really do. Go with your gut. I would argue the gut of the vast majority of North Dakotans who go about their lives rolling up the sleeves, getting it done, whether that's on the farming and ranching side, whether that's on the energy side, whether that's teaching, whether that's, pick your industry. Running a business, doing what you do. I am so inspired every day by the good people of North Dakota. I really am. And, I'm a Minnesotan. I grew up in Minnesota. And there is a little bit of that pioneer spirit in western Minnesota, at least a lot of it in South Dakota. And, of course, we've got some listeners in eastern Montana as well. But I think North Dakota just sets the bar on how to do it. So I love you, man. Is that too sappy, Todd? I love you, man. Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Yes.
Who's running marathons now.
No. No. 100 yards? Granted, it was a heel, but 100 yards is no marathon. It seems it's an eternity when you're a guy in heels, of course, but
I know a marathon's next.
Someday.
Yesterday, the stiletto run. Tomorrow, the marathon. Anyway, but doing some
next year, you got to do it with me there.
I need to. I really do. Todd is the perfect example of what I'm talking about with his great North Dakota spirit. Saying, you know what, I'm gonna muster up the discipline to take this on. I'm gonna drop these pounds. That's a Herculean feat. So I'm thrilled to be watching this as well. So a lot of great things going on, and it's fun to talk about them all. We'd love to talk to you. I have to self-report on something to Todd here.
Uh-oh.
About this weekend too, and but I want to get our numbers in here so you can call us and weigh in on what's on your mind. At locally at 258-0550, toll free at 800-228-0550. You can text me at 367-2054. Got the phone right by my side, right there on the text app. So I'm watching your text as they come in. Todd 2 at 226-8503, or email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, for the program today. So, and we have a busy July. We are going to be everywhere. In fact, let me just tell you, Monday, we're going to be at Pfeiffer's 1 week from today. That'd be July 17th. Our friends at Pfeiffer's, we've been there before, but they have that beautiful new auction center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. And they're having a two-day open house and auction. Open house meaning you are invited, folks. And so 9 to 5:30 on Monday, two very important words, Todd, free food. Yes, indeed. Free food and also drinks and tours of the new facility. So you're going to want to check that out. And this thing is incredible. Technology, the internet auction capabilities, the auctions held at this new facility for Pfeiffer's, most of them will be indoors with the simultaneous internet bidding. And the equipment will be showcased on site as well, so you can see it there ahead of time. So that's pretty neat. They're doing an auction actually on Tuesday next week. Starting at 10 a.m., featuring vintage farm tractors, farm machinery, trucks, construction equipment, lots of other items. If you go online to Pfeiffer's.com, you'll find all the details on this, okay? Or give them a call at 218-477-1968. That's at their corporate office in Moorhead. 218-477-1968. And we'll see you next Monday. Pfeiffer's Auction Center in North America, 35 miles east of Bismarck on I-94. Can't miss it there. Right off I-94 in Steele, North Dakota. So don't ask me why I do this, Todd.
Why do you do it? Don't ask you. Sorry.
Well, you could ask me why I do it, but I couldn't answer because I don't know.
Hmm. Do what?
Every once in a while I'll post something. And what was it even about? It very often, if you notice this on social media, you post about something, and then people comment, and all of a sudden you're in this crazy conversation that has nothing to do with what you posted about.
Uh-huh. All the time.
What is that? That should be against the law. Make that against social media law.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Can't change that?
No. Mob rule on social media.
That's how it works, huh?
Anyway,
I ended up in a conversation about what this is the new Democratic Party issue of the day. This is what consumes them in the Democratic Party in North Dakota. A talk radio town hall isn't really a town hall. Okay, so I'm like, well, I don't know. I didn't say this, but I'm thinking. I think a talk radio town hall is pretty much anything you say it is, but. What's the problem? What's the beef, right? I don't understand.
How is it not a town hall?
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess the only thing I thought, well, I guess it has to be like somewhere. But I looked up on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia basically said if you're talking to constituents, that's a town hall, however you do that. Electronically, it even mentions, right? So then it became, well, if you're asking the questions, it can't be. I guess that means since I'm conservative And we have two of three congressional members who actually agree to do this, which I commend. Then somehow, if I'm hosting it, then I can't do it. But Todd, how many questions did I ask on Monday, on Friday rather, the last town hall we did on health care? Do you remember? For Senator Hogan?
I don't remember, but I mean, at town hall, you step up to the mic and you ask a question. I didn't realize the mic has to be in the same room as the rest of the hall. When did that become a requirement?
It isn't. And like I said, okay. Even some of the definitions of a town hall say anything. And to answer my own question, I don't know that I asked any. Maybe one or two, because the vast majority of the calls in these town halls come from people.
Well, exactly.
They can come from anybody. So then I say to a few of these Democrats, why don't you call the show? Here's the telephone number. Tell Manny that I talked to you on social media and put you at the front of the line. Oh, you're going to cut me off. All right, I'm not going to cut you off. We'll have a conversation. What do you want to talk about? Folks, the left in this country, and what's left of the left in North Dakota, which is, they could meet in a phone booth, they are a bitter, vitriolic group. There's no hope even having a conversation.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKinsey County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Riders Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Finish what I was saying before the break. Anybody's welcome to call this program. And if you think that I'm quote-unquote cutting you off or something, or you're not getting a chance to say what you want to say, just say time out. I want to say what I want to say. I will always give you that time. Now, I will tell you this. While no one is cut off, and Todd will attest that, we don't cut people off. Well, we do have time constraints, right? So we can't just say go for 5 minutes, right? Well, I mean, it has to be interesting, and but I mean, the point is, you have something to say, even if it's completely critical of me or the program, or whatever, that's fine. Bring it on. I'm not afraid of any of that. I want to have a dialogue. I want to have a discussion with people. I enjoy conversations with people that I disagree with because I want to try and understand their point, and I want to try and have them understand my point. And as long as that's reasonable, I'll do that all day long. But, there, you know, this idea that, oh, I'm not going to call in. One woman said, well, fine, put me on as a guest. I said, as a guest, I'll call the show any time, but as a guest, what, you know, for what? I mean, explain to me what, you know, I mean, that was her way of saying that I can dominate and not have to worry about just being one of your callers. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. I trust there are reasonable Democrats out there who are a little concerned about this, that, or the other thing. Please take control of your party from this crazy, rabid, I hate everything left wing. It's just conduct unbecoming Americans. It really is. So I hope you will join the conversation. So anyway, I won't do that anymore, Todd, I promise. All right, some calls coming in here, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Really looking forward to Cookfest coming up, and those are just wonderful events. So check that out. If you go to energyofnorthdakota.com, all the details. West Hope, North Dakota. This year, it's next week already, and Medora. And what a great opportunity for all of North Dakota from every corner to come not only and see one of the greatest tourist spots you know, this country's ever known. I love Medora for so many reasons and what it represents. And Harold Schaefer looking over a bluff and saying, we can make something out of this, and he did. And it just gets better and better all the time. Randy and Hats of Bueller and their entire crew out there just do a phenomenal job. So good time to go to Medora, and perfect time to also celebrate what's happening in the oil and gas industry with Cookfest. It's free food. It's all kinds of great fun and great ways to learn about the industry. So come join us and check it all out at energyofnorthdakota.com for all the details on both West Hope, North Dakota, and Medora this year, and the big fishing derby up in Newtown, which is always fun as well. Love Cookfest week. And we're starting at Pipers in Steele on Monday and then heading out for Cookfest week. All right, let's check in with Troy, who's north of Bismarck. First up here on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Troy.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. My first question is, if the server has never been turned over to the FBI, how do we know it was the Russians other than somebody said so? I find it ironic that everybody thinks it's the Russians, but the FBI has never had an opportunity to look at the server.
Do you know something interesting, Troy? You know something interesting before you go to your second point, Troy, on Russia? You know, the attempts at hacking, meddling, whatever word you want to use, were no doubt done by Russia. Now, again, nobody can point to a single vote that was changed by it, but they tried. But guess what? All kinds of other people do. And so they've got this Russian narrative. And I believe what's going on with right now, if you're following this story about Donald Trump Jr. Meeting with this woman that had supposedly ties to Russia, right, goes into the meeting, and the meeting was presented as, we have critical information about Hillary Clinton and we want to give you, okay? Yep. When they get in the meeting, she had nothing on Hillary Clinton. It was a very odd meeting. And very quickly turned to, she wanted some help with child adoptions, okay, from Russia. But she had ties to some opposition research group with the Democrats. The same folks that ginned up that whole dossier, do you remember, about Donald Trump, and he supposedly had done all this horrible stuff, none of which was true? Remember that?
Yep.
So I don't doubt that meeting was more about the Democrats trying to set more narratives on quote-unquote Russian involvement in the campaign and everything else than it was anything about her wanting to get, you know, Russian adoptions or anything else. So, in other words, the Democrats are culpable. They're running around trying to use this as a, oh, gotcha moment on Donald Trump Jr. One error. It sounds like he didn't disclose the meeting, and you need to disclose all of them. So he'd already filed his whatever that report is and later had to amend it and refile it. So, you know, he messed up on that. But beyond that, no wrongdoing on his part. So I think, and I'll give you one more on Russia before I let you go to your next item. Chris Berg on 630 Point of View, which is airs at 10:30 at West Dakota Fox, has a letter up from Lamar Smith, a member of Congress, who's the chair of a science technology committee, that is asking for efforts to probe Russian attempts to influence the U.S. energy market. Send a letter to the Treasury Secretary about this. Now, I'm going to put this up online. If we want to talk about Russia, what about Russia writing big checks to fund groups like the folks that came to North Dakota to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline project? It's in Russia's interest for us not to have a Dakota Access Pipeline project. And that they have evidence of that right now. The Congress is asking the Treasury to get serious about this, so stay tuned on that one, too.
Yep, I hear you on all of that. And my next point deals with CRP. We used to be, when it first went into CRP, we could hit it on July 15th. And Ducks Unlimited and maybe others, I know Ducks Unlimited was a primary driver, they came out here and trapped ducks, and they drove across CRP, and they counted birds, and they watched when they nest, and they got the classification changed from the 15th of July to the 1st of August. Well, I agree that that's probably correct in a normal year, but if you drive around and look at our sloughs now, and we're not even at July 15th, there's no more little ducks. There's one-sized ducks, and that's it. You drive down the road, the pheasants are all one size. There's no little pheasants showing up. When they can't access water or moisture as a hatchling, they only have so much time. We've been so dry that they can actually starve them from a lack of water, and they don't make it to. They don't survive. We don't have any bugs. We don't have any mosquitoes. Wow. We do have ticks. We have ticks. I'll give them that. But the nesting season in a dry year is far different than the nesting season in a normal year. And I would contend that our primary nesting season right now is probably down on the 10th of July.
So your point is that should be permanently put back to where it was at the 15th. I know that the DU and other groups in coordination with Game and Fish should come out with a letter on Friday saying they're fine with opening it up early, but I hear your point. It might be a permanent thing. We'll raise that issue first up here in our Talk Radio Town Hall on that subject coming up here in just a minute. I want to get Mark and Fargo in before the break, and I only have about a minute. So, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the storm's coming up possibly tomorrow in the area and all throughout the summer season. I work in the utility business, the power utility business, and just to give the guys who see them working on the lines a little extra room. A lot of times they're working longer hours, and people like to drive around to see the damage from the storms, and that's not always such a good thing.
Fantastic advice. You know, that's not a time to be sightseeing, number one. And number two, remember the danger. Those linemen are already putting themselves in to get your power back on. Don't make it even more dangerous by crowding them. That makes sense. When you say crowding them, you're talking about on the road, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so come
a
closer.
A lot of extra traffic, it seems.
Yeah. I totally understand, Mark. That makes sense. I appreciate you giving the advice, and hopefully you folks will remember that, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for doing what you do, keeping those lights on, too, by the way. I mean, we so much take that for granted, whether it's the affordable energy we get or the reliable energy we get, from the in North Dakota, a robust industry, especially our coal folks doing that, and all the folks in the utility world. Appreciate what you do. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, that special Talk Radio Town Hall after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline project? We asked that question of Justin Craigstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. So now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Craigstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority and another edition of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hennon. Thanks for listening.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
One of the most important things that we do on this program is get answers that our audience wants. And I have felt for some time that this drought situation, growing more dire by the day, was different in the sense that, I could just tell in people's voices that it was something that really needed some attention. So we've done everything in our power to pay close attention to it, and today on the program will be another example of that. Congressman Kramer and I were visiting after last Wednesday's regular Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall and said maybe we should do a town hall specifically on this issue because there were some good ideas coming in, some good suggestions, and I really encourage folks to, number one, let your members of Congress know, take advantage of this with Congressman Kramer here today to say, here's my particular situation. And also, some of the best ideas are always from the folks that live it and breathe it. So share your ideas as well. So a special Talk Radio Town Hall in just a moment, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. They have that on-site ET Ag Center. It's an ag application parts bonanza. I mean, they literally have everything you possibly could need. Every brand of sprayer, by the way, not just Apache. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts. Every brand of sprayer that includes every kind of part you can imagine, from spray tips to pumps to hoses to fittings, valves, and more. So they have it at their location in Mandan, 1701 East Side Court, across the road from Bonanza, and also south of Fargo, exit 60. In Frontier off I-29, the ET Ag Center. Really, when you want no downtime, it is your best friend. And if they don't happen to have it out of 50,000 parts, they'll get it here in no time. Congressman Kevin Kramer joins us at Special Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions related to the drought situation. Welcome here on the program today, Congressman Kramer. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, no, Scott, thanks for the opportunity. And to your point up front, I think it's really important for people to appreciate that for all of us, and when I say all of us, I mean, Governor Burgum, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hovind, me, you, others in the media, there is the person on the ground, the rancher, the farmer, has been the source, the best source of information, and has sounded the alarm in a way that the urgency was impossible to miss. And, of course, we also mostly live out here, so you sense it, you see it as well. But one of the things I think I'd like to say up front for people, because I want people to be encouraged, as difficult as this is, I have never seen in my lifetime, at least, the urgency of response from an administration like we have from this one. I mean, Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, and his team have responded to everything we've done. And just to give people a sense of this, and as you know, we have a very special guest after the top of the hour from USDA, who's going to be able to really answer the questions that people ask. But the first letter that our delegation, and this includes both senators and me, sent to the Secretary Perdue was on June 16th requesting emergency hay and grazing on CRP acres. Governor Burgum did his drought emergency declaration on June 22nd, just a few days later. And on June 23rd was the first authorization for emergency grazing in drought-stricken Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota with a number of counties. It was only 6 days later that Sonny Perdue announced an expansion of that grazing, including, of course, reference to eventual haying as well. And the next day, on June 30th, he issued his drought declaration. So the response has been very, very quick. And if you're out there burning up, I know it doesn't seem like it because you probably want something immediately. But for our bureaucracy to move as quickly as it has is a tribute to a lot of things, not the least of which is to the farmer and the rancher who doesn't yell wolf, except when it's necessary. And I think it's just been a great tribute. It's been a real good team effort throughout the state, including you and members of the media.
There was a letter that was issued. The North Dakota Game and Fish coordinated along with some conservation groups in North Dakota basically to say, hey, we're all for this. We want this to happen. That went to you, I believe, and I'm trying to remember who it was addressed to, but I know that it was copied to all the congressional delegation on a rather large list. I have it on my Facebook page. The significance of that, I mean, is it just basically saying, hey, the Conservation Committee doesn't want to stand in the way of any relief that can go to agriculture here?
I think to your initial point, and by the way, the letter was addressed to Secretary Perdue, and yes, all of us were copied on it. It's from Delta Waterfall, Ducks Unlimited, Natural Resources Trust, I believe, Pheasant Forever was on that, as well as North Dakota Game and Fish. The significance of that cannot be overstated, Scott, and here's why. CRP is a contract, as you know, between the farmer and the government to not grow a crop, but rather grow cover on marginal lands and things like that, and it's a long history. But one of the specific values of it is, of course, habitat for birds and critters, and for the conservation groups to agree to this and put the well-being of the rancher, the people on the land, it is very significant, and they're to be congratulated and appreciated for it. Now, this issue of, and I know that you had a caller earlier that brought up the issue of the July 15th haying, versus August 1st haying restriction. So what that's all about is that the haying can begin as per the rule in Montana July 15th, but not until August 1st in North Dakota because of the nesting season and the relevance to young birds. We're hopeful that, any day, if not any hour now, North Dakota will be changed to July 15th, and that with the urging of these, the agreement of these conservation groups, that makes it, what it shows is that there's a community that's unanimous behind this, and it really relieves political pressure, or perhaps puts political pressure on, depending on what side you're looking at it from, on the administration to allow quicker haying of CRP acres and other acres designed for conservation. And people should, learn a lot about this, because this really was a great concession. But it's also really, really important because the nutrition value of hay diminishes, of course, with each hot day. And same with CRP and wetland areas and other things. So this is really an important move, and we hope to be able to get that July 15th thing, that waiver, because also, just so people know, as I said, it's already July 15th in Montana. It's August 1st in North Dakota, and it probably makes some sense. And hopefully we can, you know, also encourage farmers who do engage in cutting CRP to be aware of young birds and use practices that preserve as much and conserve as much as we can in terms of the wildlife itself. But it's a team effort and it's a community effort. And I think that's what you're seeing from your congressional delegation, your state government, your media, certainly the farmers and ranchers and communities.
Your questions for Congressman Kramer, again, specific to situations that you're facing, but also in suggestions on things that can be done and different things that are in the works right now for help on the drought relief, specifically on Talk Radio Town Hall today. Welcome at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, and you can also text me at 701-367-2054. That's 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. Either one of us with your questions or comments. The groups, by the way, that signed that letter: Delta Waterfowl, Ducks Unlimited, North Dakota Game and Fish Department, North Dakota Natural Resources Trust, and Pheasants Forever. And so they're saying, hey, we want, you know, the nesting dates for grassland birds April 15th, August 1st. For purposes of haying, however, we recognize the challenges that our farmers and ranchers are currently facing with this drought. Therefore, we support efforts to allow emergency haying on all CRP practices beginning July 16th with full concurrence from the USDA, et cetera. But when you're asking for this and trying to expedite this so that it is, in fact, done by the 15th, this makes your job easier by getting a letter like that to the secretary?
Well, what it does is it takes down the obvious objection. The most clear and obvious objection and objectors would be those organizations, and they have come, you know, these are reasonable people. These are citizens of our communities who understand the situation. So yes, it really removes any objection in my view, and I'd be very surprised if we don't find out very soon that that date will have been changed. I just expect that it's going to be the case, and I think we have good information that it will be, but the sooner we know, of course, the better, and sooner people can prepare for that eventual date. And like I said, and also, you know, get updated on practices that reciprocate this grace that they're receiving from these organizations by using practices that do minimal damage to the wildlife that might be affected.
You mentioned a call that came in before the break. That person was saying that, you know, the August 1 date it should be changed permanently. Have you heard that from anyone else?
You know, it's interesting to say that. I did listen to the call, and I've wondered it. You know, what's the distinction between North Dakota and Montana? And I think the caller might have even referenced to some degree what that might be. He didn't reference Montana versus North Dakota, but the actual benefit of that cover for those extra 2 weeks, whether it's even relevant or not. And I'm not a biologist, and I think at some point we should get a biologist on, perhaps, to describe some of that stuff. I think it'd make perfect sense to have Terry Steinwan or somebody from Game and Fish or even one of the organizations to sort of describe what's the value of those 2 weeks, because in all honesty, I don't know. I do know this, that the hatch has largely obviously taken place. There are broods out there of young pheasants, for example, that get to a certain maturity age, and perhaps it has to do with the season just starts that much earlier in Montana, and it very likely may. I mean, we know that their climate's generally a little milder, so their spring probably starts a week or two earlier. All of those things. But I'm just, you know, I'm just an amateur observer here. But to the caller's point, I don't know whether it ought to be August 1st or July 15th. All I know is that I'll be greatly relieved if it can be July 15th this year.
Monty Bismarck for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
All right. My question was, I'm driving up 83 here, and all of the county is cutting the hay and the grass in the middle of the medians. Why can't the farmers cut that and save the county some money?
So, good question, Monty, and that would be a good question for the North Dakota Department of Transportation. I could attempt it, but then somebody might have to correct me. But I think it depends on where you are, and whether it's a state highway or a county highway, and all those things. I thought that they did actually contract with farmers to do that, but at the very least, I hope the hay would be made available.
Appreciate the call, Monty. Good suggestion. Love the ideas. Keep them coming. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this.
serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, customer owned by people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, it's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each. Blue Diamond almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. Hot tamales, 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. That's a great deal. Plus the 4 for 4 hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies. The best cookies money can buy. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember, PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining the training opportunities that will be available at the new NDSC Safety Campus in Bismarck.
Ultimately, it's not just an office building. We have 5,000 square feet that we call our training lab. It's going to make hands-on training accessible for safety training and training such as the confined space training, the fall protection training, the scaffolding training, trenching and excavating. We're actually going to have a training tower designed and supported by Roco Rescue. We're going to have all kinds of other training props available, hopefully electrical trailer, scaffolding assemblies, things like that, where people can year-round be able to do safety training, not just in classroom, but actually the hands-on.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on safety training campus at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Your Mind, special talk radio town hall today on drought issues. Questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer here. We'll be joined after the top of the hour by a top USDA official as well on conservation issues. So, we will be able to get you some more answers. But here's what I've been really wanting to know, just your own particular situation. And I think that's just so people understand. I've got an email here from someone, or a text, I forget which, saying, you know, this, you just need more information because there's a lot of people in this state that don't touch agriculture. They don't know, and they need to know. I agree. And there's one way to know, and that's to let them know, rather. It's just to tell them exactly what you're facing. So please help us do that on the program with this special talk radio town hall today. And then the second thing is to just, you know, what ideas would you have that would make things better? And obviously the early CRP has been one that's come up, and a few others as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer is with us, taking your calls. Telephone number 258-0550, 258-0550, from any 60701 number, rather, or anywhere you're listening. You can call us at 800-228-0550. You can text me, 367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Master's of Science in Nursing degrees for $15,000. How does that sound? University of Mary, making it possible for you to move forward. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree, and the University of Mary is here helping right now. You can earn your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary and get a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, where it can run as much as $8,000 higher. Because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what we do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn today to apply. Okay, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. A question during the break related to how much hay is needed. This is one of my magic wand questions. I mean, any idea how much hay that, will be short?
Yeah, great question. I don't know, Scott. I do know this, that the percentages of hay that are available, or, of course, the average yield, if you will, in a particular area, is all monitored carefully, and we're well below it for obvious reasons. And so I don't know if there's a hay meter somewhere that keeps track of exactly what's needed. Obviously, each rancher knows. One of the things that's important to understand, of course, is that what a rancher is determining right now is whether they can even get enough hay to keep the size of a herd that they currently have. So, you know, they're considering things like, do I have to sell off more of my herd than I'd like to? And that has obvious ramifications. It's difficult to build a herd. It takes years to do that, especially if you start, you know, getting rid of the sort of the core of your herd. That also has tax ramifications, and there are programs to consider for that, because of course you now incur an income that you weren't planning on, and there are some rules, and you need to really get to know these with your accountant if you're doing this sort of thing, so that you can defer income, which the law allows in these sort of circumstances. But you just need to know what to do and how to do it, and it's best for your accountant to get really up to speed on these things, and most, I think, ag accountants are. So I don't know the exact answer to that, except that it's probably a bit of a fluid number or fluid issue, and but the ranchers and the demand certainly do know. And right now it's so short that when you, just to be clear, I mean, when you have really conservative, you know, folks, including, you know, conservative farmers and farm groups, people, even in the hay business, remember, whenever government opens up more land for haying, there are people who are in the business of selling hay whose market is, and, you know, could be negatively impacted by the availability of more hay at a time when the supply favors them, at least at the price point. This is almost unanimous in terms of its in terms of the requested moves by the government. So clearly, we're a long way from whatever that volume is. But
let's get to a call here. David Dickinson for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Congressman Cramer. Say, I was wondering, we got all those poll cars that go by. They're going to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Why couldn't we, you know, they come back empty. Why couldn't we fill them up with hay to come back to the farmers out here? Would that be a possibility?
Yeah, so really good question, because obviously one of the big challenges for this is transportation of hay from places where they might have some. Scott and I, we actually talked about this last week. We've been doing a little bit of looking into, you know, there are dead hauls of various types, including trains and probably even truckers, but truckers are in the business of looking for, you know, for freight to haul back. And if it's an empty truck or if it's an empty rail car versus, you know, filling a few of them with something, you know, the margin, if you will, the economics of that change a little bit. So I don't know the exact answer to your question. It's a very good point that you raise. And somebody may have raised it last week too. Just so everyone knows, I rarely have a really good original idea, but boy, do I get a lot of them listening to North Dakotans.
Yeah, because you got the Bakken Link right over here in Bellfield, and you got various other places where they could pull off and unload, and it seemed like a natural thing to do.
Great point. We'll dig further into it.
All right, thank you.
Well, emergency times call for, innovative ideas and different ways to tackle. Exactly right, yeah. David, appreciate the call. Jim and Devil's Lake, you're next to go up, and we're also going to be joined on the other side of the break by Robert Johansson, who is the Acting Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. So this is his wheelhouse at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, joining Congressman Kramer after a break. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same. Boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.